Luck 2, 3 mini dialogues. Superstitions. Dialogue 1.
Oh, look what I found, a four-leafed clover.
Please, Ella, don't tell me you believe in such nonsense.
That's not nonsense. Everybody knows that a four-leafed clover is a lucky charm.
Of course it is. That is just superstition and nothing else.
My grandma once found a four-leafed clover, kept it in her wallet, and soon afterwards she met my grandpa.
How romantic.
Don't be silly, Alex. That shows that it works.
No, that was just a coincidence.
Dialogue 2.
I am quite nervous because of the test.
But Matteo, you have studied enough. Everything's going to be okay. Knock on wood.
What do you mean by knock on wood?
Well, don't you know? You knock on wood 3 times and hope that everything will turn out fine.
No, I've never heard that before.
Well, you can say it is a superstition. Some people believe it protects you from bad luck. But for me, it is just a different way of saying that I hope that things will be all right.
Well, I have only heard that you should not break a mirror because that brings bad luck. But that is all nonsense to me. Breaking a mirror is just expensive because you have to buy a new one.
That's true.
Dialogue 3.
Look, over there, a magpie.
Oh, nice. Did you know that in some countries a magpie is a lucky charm?
No, I didn't.
Yes, I don't know exactly, but I think the people believe that if you see a magpie, you will win money or get good news or something fortunate in any way.
Interesting. In former times, sailors thought of an albatross as a bird of good omen.
Really? Probably because seeing one meant that they were close to the shore.
Maybe. But isn't it interesting how some animals bring good luck while others bring bad luck?
What do you mean?
Well, a raven is a bad symbol, and a black cat too. If it crosses your way, people say you will have bad luck.
Well, I have a black cat and I have not had a lot of bad luck so far.